As I mentioned just a minute or so ago, USF has a few new faces, and I'm sure they're adding new coaches along the way. The little revitalization. Remember, they started out 7-0. Everybody loved Charlie Strong. They finished 7-6. Which was a little bit of a downer in the area. But somebody who follows this thing year-round, he's right in the middle of it now because it's recruiting especially. Dakota Wilson joins us. Dakota, thanks so much for taking the time. And, wow, this is really getting busy because now you add new coaches, new faces, and the recruiting picks up.
Absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me on. Especially with the pickup, like you mentioned, of Kerwin Bell, I expect recruiting to be in an upswing with National Signing Day closing in on us.
You know, Dakota, you're a little bit younger, so you don't remember the impact that that Kerwin Bell made as a college quarterback at Florida, as a high school quarterback up at Lafayette and Mayo. This is a guy who, to me, has always been one of my favorites to talk with, whether he was at Ocala Trinity or Jacksonville University or wherever he's been. He's an upfront guy who teaches, has no ego, will do anything it takes to win. Talk about that, and because that's much needed at USF. There, it was kind of stagnant. You know, you made the big splash at the beginning with Strong and maybe a few others, and then it kind of leveled off, and they kind of put it into overdrive, or like an automatic pilot. That automatic pilot got him to 7-0, but it ultimately kind of hurt him towards the end of the year. Talk about getting some fresh faces around.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Like you mentioned, I think Bell brings kind of a revitalized energy around the program. People were able to see what he did at Valdosta State, an undefeated season and a D2 national title, and he had the number one scoring offense in all of Division II. I think that USF fans look at that, and that's a reason they get excited, and his offense is a lot of getting guys, those guys, speed guys from Florida, just getting them in space and letting them make plays.
Was the recruiting fall, because I know we talked to you, it seemed to be kind of a roller coaster. Great at the beginning where everybody, when they were rolling along, everybody wanted to be there, be at Raymond James for every game. But then when things started going downhill a little bit, but listen, we see it down here all the time. Everybody leaves the ship and they let it go. Did you see a lot of that maybe towards the end of the year where some of those recruits who were all on board, but maybe on board for the wrong reasons, kind of wavered?
Yeah, I think you did see a little bit when the wheels kind of came off there at the end of the season. I think recruiting kind of like tapered off, and I think that was a lot of that was also kind of the staff focusing on, okay, we need to get a game plan in for the program and not focus so much on the recruiting aspect. But I think that the Bulls are going to go to National Signing Day. I think we're going to have a strong finish.
And as we're speaking again with Dakota Wilson, USF Bulls, it's a great site and 247 Network, a lot of information. I'll tell you what, you guys have been really active, not just at USF, but throughout the network. I saw a lot of your guys up at the Under Armour game as well and working extremely hard. I know that's important where the network, comes in, and you guys have pretty much a pulse of the state of Florida, and that helps you guys. I mean, it helps everybody, but it helps USF at some of those exposure camps to actually have some kids who are looking at USF from a standpoint of a brand. The brand is still getting a lot stronger, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think the more you get that brand out there and kids are able to see that and the involvement and everything, I think it only increases the strength of it.
You have an opportunity now with this next signing day. There's a lot of names being bannered, and especially with Coach Bell coming along, just recently kind of energized you a little bit, just sort of like with everybody coming, under Coach Diaz down here in Miami. You get kind of that little burst of energy. Any big name recruits may be on campus or, maybe get visited during this cycle, because this is a quick cycle. And I'm talking about for the class of 2019, where this team has an opportunity to bring somebody in, in that February 6th date.
Absolutely. And I think the coaching staff kind of referenced to the media when they were asked this a couple weeks ago, and they're not really looking for positional needs right now. It's more of difference makers. And I think a guy that can really come in and make a difference is a kid out of Menendez, Kenny Logan. He visited USF back in November, And I don't think he's had any other visits scheduled, so hopefully I think the Bulls are trying to lock him down. But I think that that's a kid who can really come in and make a pretty early impact and contribution in this career.
Yeah, and you know, we take a look at difference makers like last year in Johnny Ford. Guys like that, if you interject that type of player every single year to this program, I mean, they have no reason not to be good. Talk about the first year, and we talked about Horn last year until he got hurt. I mean, the USF caught lightning in a bottle, I mean, so to speak. He's extremely quick. He did a lot of good things. So having him back, having somebody like Johnny Ford healthy and knowing what his assignment is, and you also had a pretty decent performance out of the kid out of Dr. Kropp down here at receiver, who actually at the end of the year was fairly reliable for you. Talk about that, because you could really build on those key guys.
Absolutely, and I think the thing you see with a lot of people at USF and a lot of guys that come through schools like USF and UCF is they're not always the guys, like you say, in Ford and Horn. They're not always the guys who have the measurables or any, but they're just quick and they're tough as nails. So I think that that's a kind of the mold of player you want to look for at this level. Not always look for like that size and length. And just like St. Felix, too, that kid's gritty.
That's the kid, yeah.
Really dependable receiver.
Hey, Randall St. Felix, and that is a guy who could play on Sundays. I mean, I tell that story because it's kind of unique that they had a camp. USF had a, you know, that satellite camp, I think about two, three years ago. And the entire staff was there, and you know, Taggart at the time saw him play, and when they got back on the bus and left the area, they called and offered him, and I thought that was so brilliant, because here's a kid, what a factor. I mean, he has an opportunity this next year to really jump onto the radar nationally. What do you think about of a kid like that?
Oh, I think St. Felix, he's the Bulls' leading receiver, I believe, coming back. I think that he's poised for another breakout season next year, especially if he can keep improving on his routes and his hands. I definitely think he's going to be a difference maker in the AAC next year.
Any other, you know, I know they put in a pretty good run for Malcolm Ray at the beginning. Obviously, when a Power 5 school comes in, and it's not just USF, any schools, you're tending to going to lose the battle only because of the fact that they fill you full of, hey, you'll never play for a national title, you know, this or that. But talk about that. And also, in closing, talk about how good, and I know that the USF fans don't like the UCF fans, but as just rivals, you've got to admire what they did during that stretch, not only for them, but to call attention to the entire conference. Talk about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any USF fan would like admit that, but I do think it is a good thing for the G5 and to see a team make a run like that. I know the USF fans hate that it's their arch nemesis, UCF, but regardless, any team in the conference that can prop the conference up, I think that that's always good, good for football. And hopefully USF can make a similar run in these next coming years.
If they want to follow you, how are they going to do it? Because you're going to be a busy man, and all USF fans, we have our producer in the morning, Hollywood, they call it, Danny is his name, and a great guy, and assistant program director here, and big USF fan. When Bell was brought upon, I wrote him a little note and told him the better days are ahead. For fans like him, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. On Twitter, you can always reach us at Bulls247 is the Twitter handle, or follow me personally at DakotaW247. And then always make sure you visit the site at Bulls247.com, and that's always for the latest info and everything.
Good stuff, man. You've been big time once again. We'll look forward to talking to you down the road as maybe National Signing Day approaches to get a better read on it. Thanks so much, Dakota. Have a great night.
Absolutely. You too, Larry. Thanks.
Good stuff. Dakota Wilson has USF covered in a major way. When we